underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they seem to color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their blood slaves.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mama.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
All right. So we're doing a Grindhouse anniversary kind of thing.
Kinda. Steve won't let me watch the movies I want to watch.
That's right.
Except he let me watch Madhouse last month, but he said that wasn't Grindhouse.
But we started the night off with a movie I've had for a very long time. It was called The Stud, Dana.
Yeah, with a bunch of British people in it.
Well, it was a British movie.
Yeah.
1978, starring Joan Collins.
And it was, the book was written by her sister, Jackie Collins.
Which she gave the rights for free or something. But anyway, it's, I don't know how to describe it. It's basically, it's, Joan Collins is a married older lady, and she's having sex with this younger guy who running this,
sex with everybody,
running this club.
He has a nightclub.
Yeah.
Or a disco or something.
It's more of a kind of a drama, but you're watching all this nonsense. They're dancing.
There's one very weird orgy drug scene in Paris.
Yeah. But
I won't give it away.
But I probably will check out the sequel, Bitch, Dana, The Bitch.
That's Joan Collins, isn't it?
Yeah. And some people from Lewisport, but anyway, we watched a non-Grindhouse movie, which I was upset about. It's called The Madhouse. It's a kind of slasher, but to me, it was kind of not very.
Steve didn't like it. I think he felt.
Well, it's not a straight-up slasher. It's more weird, and
it has kooky characters in it.
I didn't care for it a whole lot, but you know, whatever. But Dana's going to get it on Blu-ray when it's released.
In June. So, Arrow might be releasing it.
I was watching some kind of Dr. Satan versus somebody last night from Mexico, but I fell asleep.
And tell everybody what I said, Dr. Satan. The only thing I'm thinking
I know.
Of Dr. Satan is House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yes, Dana. We know. Thank you.
Well, that guy's funny.
I'm continuing watching that Drive-In Delirium Blu-ray with trailers.
Steve's hoping he'll get more ideas.
Don't get no crazy ideas.
But I wanted to watch Pieces or Maniac or maybe both last night. But Steve said Maniac was too dark.
It's too dark.
And Pieces he didn't want to watch. He said we'd watch it Saturday when I have to work all day.
Wow. There you go, Dana. y'all, everybody caught up with what I've told Dana? I thrown in for right now the 42nd Street Forever Volume 5, the Alamo Drafthouse Edition. Because when I'm watching the Grindhouse movie, I think usually think of Austin, Texas, Dana.
Yeah.
I don't really think of Lebanon, Tennessee, Dana.
I guess not, Steve.
But I don't know if
we didn't go down to Lebanon, Tennessee for a vacation.
That's right, Dana. We did not. That's the last vacation we've had.
Yeah, we didn't even have no honeymoon.
No, we're going to have Hatchet for honeymoon, Dana. We're going to reenact that movie.
I hope not.
But...
Well, what did we... What was the movie we watched on our honeymoon?
We watched The Killer and Sex Demons at the Alamo Draft House Ritz.
No, I'm talking about for our... We watched a honeymoon slasher movie honeymoon.
I don't know. Is it that horror moon? Horror?
Maybe it was.
Well, she wasn't really a slasher. I don't think. But...
It was weird.
But I'm going to watch a little bit more of these trailers, and then I'm watatching this fan-made version of the Grindhouse double feature. It's got Death Proof and Machete.
Oh, I didn't realize that that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, I'm thinking about watching that. We'll see. But we'll watch a little bit this draft, or the Draft House edition of 42nd Street Forever, which I wish they would have made more of these compilations, but I don't know if they... I mean, everybody else is making them, but they made those old fucking porn peep show DVDs, which...
Yeah.
Who gives a shit about... I want to see some grimy video of hairy motherfuckers banging their hairy parts together.
Okay.
Is that what I want? No.
No, thank you.
But anyway, we'll be back with some more shit.
After I sold the rat's house up.
Yeah, rats.
Yeah, we have rats.
House. House of rats. We're going to watch...
We have pet rats.
We're going to watch... And speaking of rats... We're gonna watch, was it A Night of a Thousand Cats, Dana?
No, God,
you go
no.
Stilts.
No,
helicopter.
We're not gonna watch
helicopter
it.
Stalking, Dana.
That's a boring movie.
You're boring.
Steve, you gotta admit that movie.
I don't have to admit anything. I plead the fifth. We'll be back after these messages.
Bye.
You've heard commercials where people tell you what they thought about a movie. Listen to what an entire audience had to say about Visiting Hours. This is not a trick. The screams you are hearing are the actual audience reaction to a sneak preview of Visiting Hours, a film so frightening you may never recover. Visiting Hours, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
So we watched the, like a fan edit of Grindhouse.
Which was interesting.
Death Proof, and then Machete. So, yeah.
But I don't know if Steve really likes the fan edit of Death Proof.
Well, it changed a lot of stuff, did it not?
Yeah.
Did it not?
Yeah, it changed some things.
Did it change some things for you? But, it was alright.
What the heck?
This is some art. Aja Gento stuff.
Oh.
I think it looks like she's in a toilet filming.
Yeah, she got bags under her and stuff there.
Yeah, but anyway, seen Death Proof not very long ago, so. But, I still like it. They did cut out a couple things to make it faster. So,
Then after that was Machete.
Machete.
Yeah. Which is always fun to watch.
Yeah. I hadn't seen it in a while, so. The first Machete is good, but the second one is a little bit...
I didn't watch the second.
It's a little bit overdone, but...
I went... Steve went to the movies by himself and saw it, too, and... It was just, when I went to see it, it was like, this is like, wow, this is super crazy. I enjoyed it.
the it's out on Blu-ray. It's called Demented. I think it's out from Shout Factory, which blows my mind. It's really, really not.
Why am I thinking it was Cold Red that put it out?
I don't know. Whoever put it out was a waste of time because the movie's not that good anyway.
Asha's dancing.
Yeah, she's dancing in the
bathroom.
Ladies' bathroom.
I like that dress she's got on. It's pretty. There's somebody going to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I wonder if it's a unisex bathroom.
I don't know.
I like her hair. But anyway. Demented. This is just really a non-story to me. It's this lady gets raped in a horse stall by these guys with ski masks on, and you flash forward. Apparently all the guys that got arrested and sentenced to jail, but she's recovering from the trauma, and unfortunately she's married to Harry Reams.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And
I'm sorry, I can't handle this. The Aja Argento workouts draw my attention. I had no idea what she
was. And this is from 10 years ago. But and she's got an iPod. But anyway, they came out. The person came out of the bathroom.
Really?
I guess
like,
they left.
Like,
yeah. She don't give a fuck. This is what I like. You see her titties. And
then she covers it up.
Yeah, but she'll like have, she's got that thing over there, that TV. It's got a VCR in it.
Yeah.
And like she'll be straddling it a minute or something. It's weird.
But, is she on drugs here?
I don't know. But this is after she got implants.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because her tits are a lot bigger. But you can see her.
I'm sorry. I just.
All right. But anyway.
Finish about.
I'll give you. But anyway, Demented, married to Harry Reams. He brings her home, and then he's having an affair, of course, because Harry Reams has to have sex. And you would think that he's like trying to drive her crazy or something, because she starts seeing visions of those guys trying to rape her. But no, it's not. He's just fucking around, and then. Some kids in the neighborhood thought it'd be fun to break in her house with masks on and scare her. But unfortunately, she's gone crazy. So that's pretty much it. So there you go, Dana. See, she's.
I have no idea why she's doing that.
I don't either, but her tits come out in a minute.
Steve probably thinks this is sexy.
Well, I like looking at her tits and her belly. You can see her bush going through, I think.
Yeah. She has very dark ones.
But, I don't know. But anyway, see, I mean, they're gigantic compared to when she was younger. But anyway.
I guess she didn't shave under her arms.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, Demented, no go. Don't waste your money.
Yeah. Steve's telling you right now.
They should have put this on a double feature. At least that would have been something. But if you're buying this by itself and you give $20 or $25, you're going to be pissed. But anyway, I did wake up around 1 in the morning and I watched Cage Virgins, also known as The Requiem for Vampire or Vampires or whatever. It was pretty interesting because the first 30 minutes, there was probably no dialogue. This was dubbed into English, so that, you know, helped. But it was put out by Box Office International. And there's plenty of nudity. There's bats on pubic hair. And I liked it. It was interesting, and the vampires were there's only a few, and they were shown to be kind of, they weren't like totally evil, but they were like, their henchmen were pretty bad, but I liked it. It's, you know, I've watched a few of the Jean Rollin movies, I think Grapes of Death is probably my favorite. For yeah, it's just.
Is it got a lot of nudity in it?
No, that's that one where they eat, they drink wine or something, and they become zombies and or crazy people and chop people's heads off and stuff. We watched it, but you know that in Living Dead Girl, which I've got on Blu-ray, but I haven't rewatched. And then we watched this newer movie from a year or so ago called Suspension, which I thought was, you know, decent.
It wasn't a bad movie. The only thing that I didn't like about was this blonde that was, like, really super bitchy and was screaming around.
I mean, it's kind of a slasher, but it has some twists in it. But if you...
Yeah, but not...
No,
I'm not gonna give anything away, but it just wasn't really a new twist at this point.
No, but you know, it is what it is because it ain't what it wasn't. So we're gonna watch some torso action here coming up, some psychosexual killer stuff, and we'll be back.
Bye.
Boom.
Twitch of the death nerve. The first motion picture to require face-to-face warning. Every ticket holder must pass through the theater's final warning station. We must warn you face-to-face. Warning. Diabolical. Fiendish. Savage. Twitch of the...
Birds! We're here. We done, I don't know if, did we already talk about I Spit on Your Grave?
I think we said we were going to do it.
Yeah, we did a commentary for it. Probably
I still got to put it together, though.
But, yeah, it was, the Blu-ray is pretty damn good looking.
Is that the first time you've seen it?
No, well, it might have been on this TV, though. This is, you know, I know I've had this TV for 3 years, but it's probably been about that since I've watched it, I think. But... And that's kind of, that's more of a grindhouse movie for sure, at least because of I don't know.
It's an exploitation movie.
Yeah, I loved it when she. I thought we were friends when she talked like that. I just loved it. Her voice.
It makes Steve wanna.
It makes me wanna bang her.
Yeah, that's all I was gonna say.
Consensually, but I just loved the way she talked. I thought we were friends, but anyway, I wouldn't take a bath with her, but.
Steve doesn't want to take a bath on me either.
Yeah,
I've watched that movie way too many times.
Yeah, but anyway, I Spit on Your Grave. Watched a movie that's coming out from Arrow. It's an older movie, like 1959, called Caltiki, the Immortal Monster. It's basically the Mexican Blob.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was
super
watching.
Did you say, oh, yeah, yeah?
Oh.
I'm just saying.
I did.
Okay, well, that's okay.
That was on that movie, wasn't it?
Yeah. The yeah, yeahs were the. No, I'm talking about the one. What was it? The 5, 6, 7, 8s from Kill Bill. But anyway, the. Yeah, it's. And this movie is kind of known because of the fact that. It was directed by Ricardo Freda or something like that, but Mario Bava.
Ricardo Freda?
Yes.
He's a,
he's a director. Was. But it's rumored that Mario Bava directed some of this. Now, this
so
is
do a, you believe that?
I don't know. It's pretty dang gory for a movie from 1959.
Well, maybe Mario Bava did.
But, I mean, I don't mean anything. But it is kind of, it's a very short movie. I watched the English version because I have watched.
Steve didn't want to read subtitles.
No, but I've seen it before. But the Blu-ray's coming out is going to have both versions and some other goodies. But the movie's very short. I would say it's 75 minutes. So I don't know. To me, it's just like that's. I don't know if that's good enough of a movie or long enough of a movie for me to spend money on it. Especially Arrow prices.
Steve's trying to be frugal now, and so.
Well, hell yeah.
Because we have to have our bathroom fixed.
Yeah.
You know.
I clogged up the shitter with my.
No. We got our drain fixed. Now we got to have the tile that fell off fixed in the shower.
But what am I thinking?
What do we want? Talk about what we saw or who we saw last night.
Who did we see? Oh, Neil Diamond.
Yep, we went to the Neil Diamond concert. I got last minute $20 a piece tickets that were normally $51. Couldn't pass that up. That's the closest we've ever been to the stage.
Yeah.
But there were some crazy ass people.
Yeah, I was telling her the only thing more annoying than young, drunk people at a concert is middle-aged and old people at a concert because they don't.
Some middle-aged dudes yelling, "Hell no, we won't go!" Nearly.
They were
concert.
Like, there's some. There was people there who needed walkers and canes and wheelchairs.
Well, yeah, but they were. They old man left with his family,
wearing suits really. And shit. But anyway, back to the movies. Watched a real crappy movie at. That movie I watched earlier, that Cop Target with Robert Genty.
Oh, I didn't know you thought it was crappy.
Well, it's just it wasn't hardly anything there to really.
We went to Walmart after we saw it.
But bite your teeth into it. Was Umberto Lindsay directed it? It was one of his.
It didn't seem like an Umberto Lindsay movie though.
I thought it was, but I could be wrong.
I'm not saying it was.
It didn't have enough. It didn't have enough. It didn't have any nudity. It had some.
No nudity. I thought that.
They might have done it, but I was like, she was not good looking at all to me, so I didn't give a fuck.
She was bitchy.
But, now, anyway, the next thing we watched was, this released, was the Get Out.
Which was,
I
thought it was medium entertaining.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And it kept you going trying to figure out what was
going on. Well, you didn't know, it was more like Stepford. People, and the way it dealt with race and everything, it was interesting. I still don't know if I guess it made sense. I mean, but the way that these other people were acting, I just don't understand that part. But whatever.
We don't want to give too much away in case people are.
But yeah, definitely, I would say check it out because
it's worth
a watch, worth
and
a red box.
It does have like a little bit of a comedy element.
Yeah, there's some funny stuff because I mean that kill it. Ken and Peele, one of the guys directed it, but
yeah.
So there's some stuff there. It's pretty funny, but it's not like a goofy
movie. It's not like a scary movie or something like that.
But yeah, it's pretty good stuff, I guess.
I was glad to see that they took most of the material seriously and weren't trying to make some goofy spoof on a horror movie type thing.
No, I mean this was kind of like. This is kind of a horror movie with some humor in it.
It was like a horror version of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Yeah, well, in a way.
To me, it was.
Yeah, but not a traditional horror, but, you know, fish out of water kind of crazy shit. But anyway, we're going to watch some more dumb crap and be back in a minute or two.
Well, we're going to also do a special commentary for... You want to tell them? Maybe you want me.
Girls' night out. That since Dana's that late.
Or AKA the scare maker. I think was the other time.
One of the ladies. It was in Friday 2. Was in this, and she's going to be
Marie Taylor.
She's going to be at the Horror Hound in summer, July or something.
I guess I'm gonna have to look again because I gotta get tickets on Monday.
Monday. So
24 hours or a Horror Hound's having.
This will be way after that when this is posted.
Well,
so
I know, but I'm just saying.
But anyhow.
People that are interested will go ahead and do it anyway because they're probably going to.
We'll be back after something or other.
Bye.
Mean as hell and looking bad. All the hell racing angels back in one super cycle shot show. Hell's Angels on Wheels plus Hell's Angels 69, also Angels from Hell plus Devil's Angels. Mean cycle freaks getting off on frogs, booze, chains, and sickles. From American International, rated PG and me.
Dana, we got to talk about some movies.
You got that recording now?
Yep.
Oh. Well, you'll have to refresh.
Well... Last night, I watched Mario Bava's Kill Baby Kill. It's a ghost story from like 66.
Yeah. Oh, I was talking to my mom. That's why.
It recently came out on Blu-ray, but from what I saw, there was a lot of green, so I don't know.
Yeah, I remember you saying there was a lot of green.
But some people lead that in for artistic or whatever.
Artsy-fartsy stuff.
Well, for preserving the filmmakers, whatever. I'm sure green was a big part of Mario Bava's
I'm sure it was.
Cinematography. But anyway, I don't know. I've seen this a few times, but the story is just not a lot. I don't know. It's just weird. But I got a little bit more out of it this time than I had in the past because I couldn't remember how it went. But it's a ghost story. A little girl, a ghost is killing people.
Oh, I do remember that. But honestly, you're not really into the ghost story type of stuff, are you?
I don't know.
As much as you are other things?
I don't know. And the second film I watched was... I guess kind of a, I don't know if you call it a grindhouse, but it was a regional horror movie from 74? I don't go in the basement. I think it was from 74 or something like that.
It may have been 74, but for some reason I was kind of thinking it might have been early.
This movie's on YouTube a lot. I mean, you can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, I think it might be in the public domain.
Yeah.
And it wasn't it done by that that Brown rig? Wasn't it Brown?
It was a weird name.
Yeah.
And it's this mental hospital out in the middle of nowhere, and
I was thinking, and I could be wrong on this, and people feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but I was thinking back when I watched it for the first time, I was reading up on it, and I thought that he used some real mental patients, and not like real, like psychopaths or something.
I don't know, I didn't, but... It was kind of funny at the beginning. They had the doctor, and he was out. And for some reason, he had this guy who thought he was a judge or was a judge chopping wood.
He would let them act out there because he thought it would help them out.
But unfortunately, either he was not a very good axeman or something, but he didn't ax him in the back.
I think he just his psychotic tendencies come back, and he did that.
And then this. Other doctors.
This nurse comes.
She won't. No, they cover it up basically.
Yeah, but then another nurse comes to work there.
And she looked like somebody, but I can't remember who. The nurse that came.
Wasn't she a redhead?
And it's hard to tell. Either redhead or blonde. You can't hardly tell on that. But. And then at some point, somebody's killing off some of these patients. There were some weird patients.
And there's a twist in there.
Yeah. The one's a freaking nymphomaniac.
Yeah.
And she's like the least crazy.
And there's a black guy that, like, he acts like a little kid.
He had a lobotomy.
Oh, that's what it was. But...
And he loves popsicles.
Yeah, I remember that.
The name doesn't really, don't go in the basement, does not, it has something to do with it, but it's not really big payoff. But anyway, there is a sequel to this movie that came out a few years ago, and I heard it wasn't too bad. I've got it, but I don't know if I feel like watching it right now, but we'll see. But
yeah, Steve got a copy of it.
Yeah, I got a copy, Dana. And then Dana got the Arrow release of Pieces.
I did.
The first part of it, the LP is still in the mail.
It'll come soon.
But the box is really cool. It's like a gift or I guess...
Well, it looks like the box that the little boy takes the puzzle out of on the movie. It looks just exactly
and
like
if you look at it in the light, it's got like pieces written in like very almost like in invisible letters, but it's shiny enough so you could see it.
And like if the light hits it a certain way to make a reflection of something in there, it's pretty cool too.
And in inside the box is like this giant puzzle of the naked chick.
I think it's a 100 piece puzzle.
And then also there rests the Blu-ray. Now, is it a free region free or is it?
No, I
region
that
B.
Reminds me.
Got to change
when we
it.
Put another Blu-ray in there, I'll have to change it back.
So, and you said that the transfer is pretty much just like the Grindhouse one?
In my opinion, it was.
I mean, the Grindhouse is awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, I thought this one looked really good. I couldn't really tell a difference. Of course, I was a little bit sleepy when I was watching it. I was mainly listening to the Hysteria Continues commentary, which is an addition to this
Yeah, Arrow and them do. I like that's kind of strange because I mean it's not that podcast is, you know, it's good, but it's not like it's a gigantic. It's bigger than I think it is. I think the guy Justin.
Is Justin the one that does the website?
Yeah, well, he does. He did that big slasher book or something like that. But yeah. But yeah, and Dana's redoing her Blu-rays in alphabetical order.
Yeah, that's why we have redone a shelf that was in the living room. Now it's in our back room to put my overflow of Blu-rays on.
Yeah, fun.
And by the way, I have a How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, we're going to give that away in a contest
now. That's my baby. I like that one.
But yeah, it's. I was moving some stuff around and found Entertainment Weekly with the stars of Grindhouse on it.
Did you really?
Which we talked about earlier. It's it's, and that thing is in pristine condition because it's probably set there since 2007.
Did you find it in that thing that you were going through?
Yeah, the little magazine holder. With
it's
a bunch of Whorehound and Rue Morgues.
I also have The Help.
You got The Help.
Which is also a good movie.
Which is also going on a contest to get rid of.
I might do Case 39. Yeah. If somebody wants Case 39 with Renee Zellweger in it.
Yeah.
Because, truth be told, I don't like that movie. I thought I would.
Now, I fell asleep watching this movie. It had Robert Farnsworth from Falcon Crest.
Really?
And Stephanie Powers. Stephanie Powers, wow. She got out of bed and showed her naked ass.
Were you surprised at that, Steve?
Yeah. And it also had something to do with telekinesis or some shit.
And what was it called?
I have no idea. I'm going to have to research it. It was on...
Oh, was it on Interosseum?
No. It's on this thing called Film On, and they underneath their horror section, they have something like Drive-In Classics or Drive-In Somethings. So it was.
I also have a Criterion Hard Day's Night with the Beatles. On
Yay, whoopee.
And we're not getting rid of it either.
Wow.
Although Steve would probably like to. There's Hardware that Steve would.
Yeah, I don't like that movie at all. I really don't.
Do you like that guy's other movies?
He did The Sandman or something like that. I can't remember what the hell it's called. I like that better, even though it's been so long. But that's pretty much it for this show. I can't think of anything else. I'm going to ask for some questions or something that me and Dana could answer and talk about.
Give us some more commentaries we can do.
Or that. We're going to put up on the Roku channel Girls Night Out.
Yeah, which I've got.
And then there's another one we did recently that I can't remember.
I've been on the radio.
Yeah, we need to get that.
I've got to put that in the
So game. We'll have those on the line pretty soon on the Roku channel. So that is it. Peace out. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Woo.
No autographs.
After October 11th, they'll be thrown away.
You can't win. You wave to be wrapped around your grave.
You got to fight.